How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Wanted to go through some of the crop production numbers as it relates to Oklahoma production, and it clearly shows no matter what we're getting as far as moisture is concerned right now in about the northern two-thirds of the state, this year's spring-planted crops largely a failure or are darn close to it in many, many cases. As we take a look at that as well as hay production, we'll get to all these numbers in just a moment. The one crop that has done really pretty well here in 2011 is the Oklahoma peanut crop. While nationally down by about a half a million pounds as far as the overall production is concerned, 4.1 billion pounds of peanuts in this country being produced this year. A year ago, 3.6 billion this year. In the case of Oklahoma, we're talking about right at 66 million pounds this year compared to 67 million pounds 1 year ago. So our crop really awfully close to last year's production on the peanut crop. Not much change there at all. Everybody else, a half a crop or worse. You start with corn and soybeans, a couple of big crops nationally. Of course, the big news as far as moving the commodity markets today, the corn market responding to a 12.9 billion bushel corn crop below that that magical 13 billion bushel level nationally. In the case of Oklahoma, we produced 44 million bushels a year ago. And this year, producing 21.25 million bushels of corn in the state of Oklahoma. That's well less than one of the even fair-sized counties up in the U.S. Corn Belt. And definitely the yield's way down, 130 bushels an acre a year ago, 85 bushels an acre on average this year for the Oklahoma corn crop. Soybean crop well below a year ago as well. We produced about 11.87 million bushels a year ago. 5.2 million bushels is the expectation for this year. Fewer acres actually going to be harvested, one of the keys there. The sorghum crop dropping off to almost nothing. We're talking about 13 million bushels a year ago, and that was well down from the last couple of years. This year, though, about half the acreage actually being expected to be harvested, about half a crop as far as yield per acre, and we come up, instead of 13 million bushels of a year ago, 3.77 million bushels this year in Oklahoma, almost non-existent as far as this year's sorghum crop. Kansas drops by about 40 million bushels. Texas drops by about 60 million bushels this year on grain sorghum production. Cotton crop, spring planted crop that we do have as well, also predicted by USDA. Nationally, goes from about 17.6 million bale crop to about 15.8 million bale crop. A lot of that in Texas, 7.8 million bales produced a year ago, 4.5 million bales expected to be produced this year. A lot fewer acres going to be harvested in Texas because of lots of abandonment. In Oklahoma, same story, 270,000 acres a year ago, only 100,000 acres expected to be harvested this year, and 300 pounds approximately of lint. Fewer pounds of lint this year than a year ago per acre, and we're going from a 422,000 bale crop to an 85,000 bale crop this year in Oklahoma. The cotton crop really getting hammered like a lot of these other crops are concerned. We do get confirmation on the size of the Oklahoma wheat crop. It remains the same as the earlier forecast, 120.9 million bushels, what we produced a year ago, 74.8 million bushels expected to be produced this year. That's what we actually did produce, 31 bushels an acre a year ago, 22 bushels an acre this year, about a half a million acres fewer actually harvested this year than 1 year ago here in the state of Oklahoma. Bottom line, all these crops way, way down compared to 1 year ago. The hot, dry weather basically making spring-planted crops almost a non-event this year. One other thing that we wanted to mention to you is the hay numbers. They also are an abysmal, about a half a crop compared to a year ago. Alfalfa, we've got still about 300,000 acres that are in alfalfa production, and instead of 3.3 tons to the acre of a year ago, 1.5 tons to the acre this year on average. About instead of a million tons of alfalfa produced last year, 450,000 tons of alfalfa being produced this year in the state. Oklahoma, the all other hay, instead of 1.7 ton an acre, about 0.8 ton per acre in the state this year, so about a half a crop again. Instead of 4.9 million tons, 2.16 million tons in this year's Oklahoma all hay report, all hay crop. So the hay being produced further north, definitely going to be needed to be brought in to try to save at least some of our cattle herds here in the state, even with these rains that have come in portions of Oklahoma. That's a look at the crop numbers for you from this Thursday morning on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.